Dreamscape presents Home in Carolina by Cheryl Woods, narrated by Stina Nielsen. Chapter 1. Settled at her usual table near the kitchen of her mom's restaurant, Annie Sullivan ate the last of her omelet and opened the local paper to the sports section. Even though she and Major League pitcher Tyler Townsend, a hometown boy, had been apart for a long time now, it was a habit she hadn't been able to break. She kept hoping that one day she'd see his name in print and it wouldn't hurt. So far, though, that hadn't happened. Today, with the baseball season barely started in mid-April, she was expecting nothing more than a small jolt to her system from the local weekly. Instead, her jaw dropped at the headline at the top of the page. Star Braves pitcher Ty Townsend on injured reserve. The article went on to report that after pitching just 3 games, the baseball sensation from Serenity would be out indefinitely, following surgery 2 weeks ago for a potentially career-ending injury to his shoulder. He'd be doing rehab, possibly for months, and he'd be doing it right here in town. He was, in fact, already here. Clutching the paper in a white-knuckled grip, Annie had to draw in several deep breaths before she could stand. Shouting for her mother, she headed straight for the restaurant kitchen, only to be intercepted by sous chef Eric Whitney. Regarding her with concern, Eric steadied her when she would have dashed right past him.
"Hey, sweetheart, where's the fire?"
he asked. "I need to see my mother," she said, trying to wrench free of his grasp.
"She's in her office. What's wrong, Annie? You look as if you've seen a ghost."
Though she'd poured out her heart to Eric as a teenager, right this second, she was incapable of speech. Instead, Annie simply handed him the paper. Eric took one look at the headline and muttered a curse.
"I knew this was going to happen," he said.
Annie stared at him, her sense of betrayal deepening.
"You knew about this? You knew Ty was back in town?"
Eric nodded.
"Since the day before yesterday."
"Mom, too?" He nodded again. Now it was Annie who uttered a curse, made a U-turn, and headed back to the table to grab her purse. What had everyone been thinking, conspiring to keep something this huge from her? Especially her mom, who knew better than anyone the damage secrets, lies, and betrayal could do.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?